Do you hear that? Stop. Listen for a sec. That's the sound of background noise, and it's starting right now.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, I'm super excited for today's episode. We're going to be talking to a band from Hamilton, Ontario, called Water Bear. And now I discovered these guys on Instagram because I do some collage art, and one of my paintings is called Water Bear. So I was like, oh my god, the band's the same as one of my art pieces. So then we were chatting and I listened to their tunes and I was like, definitely have to get these guys on the show because they're just another one of those like kick-ass rock bands. And I'm super excited to hear more about your song. But I always like to just get the show started, let you guys tell us a little bit about yourselves, kind of your journey with music and your shtick with this project.
Okay, so you'll hear my voice. My name's Tom Dusum. I am a singer-songwriter. I multi-instrumentalist, I think is how you say it. We are recently a three-piece, so we actually pass off guitar and bass duties. I love writing songs and exploring cool themes and writing kick-ass themes.
Yeah, I'm Alex. Hi, Mom. I'm mostly a guitar player. I've recently picked up the bass because we've lost our bassist, so we've become this three-piece unit, and Tom and I sort of trade off on bass, guitar, vocals, all that stuff. And then Craig's not here today, but he plays drums.
Right on. All right, let's talk about one of your... I know you said you have some new songs coming out, so we'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But let's talk about the one that just came out kind of recently in 2023, the song Thrive off of Home Recordings Volume 3.
Yes, so Thrive is actually part of a trilogy of songs following some characters named Rebel and Gray. I just kind of chose names that were kind of non-gendered, but also one of my favorite songs is Rosie and Gray by Lois to the Low, and that just kind of felt right, and I feel like it's a song about coming together, and what better way to thrive is to just have people coming together. We talked a little bit about the Edmonton music scene, about how tight it is, and I'm sure that is what's making it thrive, how people are supporting each other and how people use their unique talents to better themselves and the people around them and the environment and everything. So
yeah, I mean, when we wrote the song, Tom and I were talking a lot about resilience, which is why we named the band Water Bear, because these little tardigrade water bear creatures are like some of the most resilient creatures on the planet, and can survive under like super extreme circumstances. And for me, and I think Tom as well, like we both come from sort of like an environmental activist, anarchist background where there's a lot of doom and gloom. I mean, I think the world in general is facing a lot of severe crises right now around the environment, around war, around all these things, sexism, racism, the list goes on and on, right? And I think we wanted a little bit of hope. We wanted to give people that. And so like a song like Thrive, when we started just brainstorming around the lyric for that, we were having conversations. I think it was towards the end of winter and the snow was starting to melt away. And it was just about like, we made it. We survived the winter. Like winter's often a very difficult time for people emotionally and physically. And like, so we just wanted to like celebrate that and also sort of write a song about, yeah, just like not just surviving, but surviving together. I think like people thrive in, as Tom mentioned, community. Like, and I think there's often this sense of like, you know, a stockpile soup in my basement and survival by myself. And like, that's not how it works. Like, you will run out of soup eventually. You need other people to like make these things for you and for us to work together and build it together. And like, so, I mean, that's kind of where we were going with the lyric for this song.
Right on. Wow. That song was so much deeper than I thought. And I love it. We'll listen to that in a couple minutes here. But when we were talking before the show, just on Messenger or whatever, Tom, you hinted to some new songs coming out. Why don't you tell me a little bit about those?
We're on our way to record a song called Killer Wave, which is actually just a fun... it's like a comic book in a song about a wave that goes on a yuppie killing spree, bringing balance to nature and to, you know, the good of everyone, you know, splash up on shore and take a few with you, you know. It's just super fun and super fun to dance to. We have a little bit of snippets in some of our promos out there for our show, and there should be a recording up either by fall, I think.
Yeah. It's a very silly song about some very heavy subject matter. I like the lyric is mostly inspired by Randall Reef, which I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's like, I think it's the most like intensely polluted body of water or something on the planet.
Yeah.
It was either number one or number two.
Yeah.
And basically this like coal mine just dumped like for a century, just dumped all kinds of bitumen and crap in the water in the Hamilton Harbor and just poisoned the heck out of it. And
something grew out of it.
Yeah.
And it's coming for you.
So I created this sort of fantastical story about this wave that just like hunts down this surfer and like oil, like burns him to death with sort of acid, like Toxic Avenger type scenario. And then that character will return in future songs to avenge the industrial civilization that ruined his body and destroyed his life.
I love that. A heavy topic for sure, but I do love your fun twist on that. We always have a joke out here because there's a like kind of similar story not too far from where I live, and for the longest time there was just a power plant that just kept dumping their waste in there, and there's also a train track right beside the lake, and like in my lifetime at least 4 trains have fallen in there, so that lake is gross. And we always joke that Blinky from The Simpsons definitely lives in that lake for sure.
Yeah, the three-eyed fish. Yeah,
it's sad because I think of the three-eyed fish from The Simpsons too, actually, all the time. I think I even thought of that when we were writing this lyric. But like, we have this beautiful body of water right beside us, and like, people are afraid to swim in it. Like, nobody goes swimming in the Hamilton Harbor, really. And I mean, it's been cleaned up a bunch, but it's still just like this toxic legacy of industrial civilization.
But what's beautiful about that is how things do still thrive. If we want to go back to it, that there's so much pain that people go through, but they still thrive.
Oh yeah, that three-eyed fish is mating and swimming around.
There's more. There's little Blinkies out there.
Just a thriving. And speaking of thriving, we're gonna listen to that song right away here, and then when we come back, let's talk about some of your songs from Home Recordings Volume 2.
Survive. says it's Canada. Love keeps us alive.
Listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're talking with Tom and Alex from Water Bear, just like a kick-ass alt-rock band from Hamilton, Ontario. We just listened to one of their newer songs, Thrive, off of Home Recordings Volume 3, but I want to take it back just a little bit to Home Recordings Volume 2. I'll also just let you listeners know, they only have like 3 songs on Spotify, but if you actually go to their Bandcamp, way more music on there. And then one thing I really love about Bandcamp is you're able to actually buy the music from the artist, which is really cool, and you're able to support them like that. So I do always like to try to buy some albums off of Bandcamp when you can. So if you're looking for more of their music beyond just what's on Spotify, go to their Bandcamp. Let's talk about Home Recordings Volume 2 a little bit. We'll talk about Moonlit Road first, because that is on both Spotify and Bandcamp. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Okay, so that is a Tom song, birthed out of my time living on an organic farm called Plan B Organics. It's in Flamborough, Ontario, some of the best soil, again, on the planet. Beautiful, beautiful place. And just, it's my time of growth. So I love just walking around, reflecting, seeing where I have and looking to where I'm going. And I think, you know, the idea of, and I just have this memory of walking up there with the stars shining and the moon just illuminating everything around it. And it's just a beautiful picture of that. There's, I did a video, actually, a lyric video, and I walked around that area for the first time in probably a decade. And it just brought me back to those nostalgic feelings. And I feel like the song does that for me too. It gives that nostalgia. Yeah, I was in a rough place, but I moved on and things got better.
There's a fun little bit of wordplay in that lyric, because Plan B is on
Fifth Concession.
It's on Concession Road anyway. Like, and so Tom mentions like moving from Concession Road to Prospect Street, which I think is like sort of indicative of his journey as like I'm, my life's getting better and things are improving, but also he literally lived on Prospect Street when he wrote the song.
Not much more to it. I really wanted to explore different ways of forms of songwriting too. So I think it's just a kick-ass song too. These guys lifted a simple song into something beautiful. That's what I really appreciate about Craig, our drummer, and Alex, his guitar player, just bringing a simple song, which could be 2 minutes long, something very beautiful. So
right on. Well, I want to talk about quick. So home recordings. Is it actually all recorded at home?
Yes. So it was all done virtually over COVID. Home recordings 1, 2, and 3. By 3, we were kind of getting back in the same room a little bit, taking lots of precautions. We recorded, mixed, and mastered it all ourselves. We did all the promo. We did everything for it. We're a tiny band from Hamilton. Sometimes that's a necessity, but it became necessary if we wanted to continue. We kind of hit a peak just as COVID did at the same time, and that cut the legs out of us. But we said, we're not quitting. We want to do this. We found out we really troubleshooted. You can really actually hear the quality ramp up on this song where we figured it out.
Just adding to that resilience behind Water Bear. I love that. We're going to listen to Moonlit Road in a couple minutes here. But one of the other ones I want to talk about from Home Recordings Volume 2 was Red Winged Blackbird. I love that song. The bass line in that song, too, was what really caught my ear. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Well, the bass line is mine, so thanks. It actually started with the bass line, right?
Yeah.
And then we added some other things to it. But the main idea behind that song was, I think I watched a video online, and there was like this relatively wealthy couple had moved like into a very gentrified neighborhood that had like been built on a formerly what was basically, what's it called? What are those birds like? It's like a marsh area. And so they were upset because these red-winged blackbirds had built a nest like right next to their house and kept like dive bombing them every time they tried to come out of their house. And I thought that was sort of like beautiful in the sense that these birds were like, you know, up yours, we were here first, like, yeah, this is our place, and now you're moving in. And the people, I think, were acting very entitled about it. It made me happy that they were getting sort of their lives sort of made miserable by these birds who had been displaced by the process of gentrification. So yeah, that's what that song is about. It's a very, again, very silly lyric about sort of a serious subject matter, but.
And from the perspective of the bird, we have to remember we are entering a conversation between a bird coming up to a window talking to the songwriter, and it's in their voice.
Yeah, I think I came up with the concept, right? Generally,
yeah.
We had Tom and I usually have conversations around our lyrics, and then the concept sort of comes out of that. And then Tom really took it and flew with it, and so to speak, and wrote the lyric from there.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there was, I find myself, I don't know how, but I started writing something and this stuff just pops up. I think on CBC there was an issue of a lot of people getting attacked by red-winged blackbirds just walking on trails and stuff. Beware the red-winged blackbird. But yeah, let's make it a hero a little bit. Let's give some love to our neighbors with the red ribbons on their wings. They know what they're doing.
Honestly, I love that so much. I'm a big bird person myself. I got a couple of pet birds, but I am definitely like a crazy outdoor bird lady as well. So I love to hear stories like that. And like, I've even noticed myself, like, red-winged blackbirds are sassy. I was watching them fight a crow the other day, dive bomb crows in the air. And I was like, you ballsy little bird. Oh my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And one of the best calls, like so distinctive, that just is such a great call. It just makes me, I know where I am when I hear that.
You hear that in the song too, by the way.
Oh, that is awesome. Well, we're going to listen to those two songs there, Moonlit Road and then Red Winged Blackbird from Home Recordings Volume 2. Red Winged Blackbird, by the way, is one of the songs that are not on Spotify. So if you want to listen to it again after the show, we will play it so you can hear it. But you're going to have to go to their Bandcamp to listen to that one.
This concession room, tree line.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're talking with Water Bear, just like a kick-ass, I'm going to say a DIY rock band from Hamilton, Ontario, because like you guys have that cool like DIY, almost like shoegazy skater kind of rock to it, and I'm here for it. So we just talked a little bit about some of your songs from Home Recordings Volume 2, but I want to bring it to some of the songs that you actually sent to me, because I always like to do that in the show. One of the ones that I'm obsessed with now. The band is Wordplay. The song was Neighbors. What a hilarious song.
They write really funny and relatable and catchy lyrics. Wordplay is one of my favorite bands, and we've played with them a number of times now.
We kind of have a bandmates with them. Like we want to be around them, near them all the time. Like we hang out and we talk all the time over Messenger and everything. So yeah. Definitely was a no-brainer to have that.
Hey, I love that. The bandmans. That's so cute. We're going to listen to that song in a couple minutes because it was just absolutely wicked. But another one, too, that you sent was from the band Hysterics. The song Issues. That was another just, like, kind of cool, almost, like, punky song from their 2023 album Hormones. Why don't you tell me a little bit about those guys?
Hysterics is a good friend of mine, Laura. I think it's college friends of my partner. They are just an amazing songwriter, full and just embodies like all the music we grew up with and just spews out of them. And they just have this presence about them. I think Hysterics are going to blow up. They are really working. They're a really hardworking band, and they really work on that network piece, like building that network. They are out of Newmarket, which is north of Toronto. And I would never think a healthy punk scene would be happening in Newmarket, Ontario, but it is. And it's because of them and a bunch of their friends. Yeah, Issues was actually a personal favorite of my friend Finn, who helped mix and master that song. It's just their favorite song, and I thought, what a perfect one to add on there again, because it gives a little bit of taste of what we do, but it just showcases how we fit again in the network of fabric of music that's going on right now.
Yeah, no, and I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole album Hormones, but I just from the one song, I am stoked to listen to the rest of the album. One more song that you sent me that we'll throw in the mix from The Doctor Is In, Black Hat. Why don't you tell me about those guys?
So Doctor Is In is actually my side project with our drummer Craig and his brother Dakota. And it's mostly a recording project. Like we don't really tour or anything. It's very part-time. But we've been playing music together since we were 14, 15-year-old kids. And like Craig was my best friend growing up. So we have like a certain chemistry together. And when we get into a room, we just make stuff. That song in particular is pretty old. We started writing it in 2004 or something, and then we broke up. I went to university, and like when I came back, the song had evolved a lot, and then we added new stuff to it, and it changed again, and it's been growing and evolving, and now it's what you're going to hear.
Yeah,
so I mean, Craig wrote that lyric, and I can't speak too much about that, but it's sort of a silly song about a black hat that floats around. I always kind of thought, I don't know if Greg's going to listen to this, I always kind of thought that the black hat was me because I went away to school, and there's a line in there about, they'll be together forever and ever, and then the hat leaves. And that was kind of the breakup of our band, like around the time that he wrote that lyric. But maybe that's egotistical of me. Could just be he insists that it's just a song about a hat. I don't know if I believe him or not, but that's what it is.
I can't get over how just amazing Craig's songwriting is. He's probably the most talented person in our band. Yeah, I often say I'm probably the least talented person in the band, but apparently I'm the face of the band. They pushed me in that position. Yeah, he's probably the best singer, best guitar player, best songwriter. And he's back there on drums holding it all together for us. But yeah, he gets to shine on Black Hat here. super Alice in Chains vibes at the beginning, and this great guitar work from both Craig and Alex on it. Yeah, super awesome song. I adore The Doctor's In. I'm a super fan, silently.
I will say, Tom is the worst guitar player in our band, but he is definitely the most creative person, I would say.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to spin those three songs there. We got Neighbors, we got Issues, and then we got Black Hat. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Home Recordings Volume 1.
Talk to my neighbors. I can't do you favors. I don't have anything of value to give you. Yet I'll outlive you, not paying my hydro. I'm just like a cockroach, and it's sad, but I don't need you to make me feel better. Cause I'll probably deal with it later. Whatever you wanted when you came down knocking on my locked front door. If you remember, just find me. I'll hide from your words in the shower while we still have power.
We'll be right back. I tried to hold it tight. I left my notes around. I left my scars inside. I tried to show you skin. I tried to show you signs. I think I should have stopped. I think I'm still in shock. Please now, please, Ma, please make it stop. I think I should have stopped. I think I'm still in shock. Please make it stop. Please make it stop. Hey now, baby, are you looking at me? Hey now, Mama, please, can't you see? I try my best, but I make things worse. And now all that's left is for you to take it. Take it away.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Water Bear, a DIY rock band from Hamilton, Ontario. Their songs are just, they're so great, to be honest. I'm really excited for new ones coming out and to listen to some of the rest of the songs as well, too. Most of their music is on Bandcamp. I'll let you know. There's about 3 songs on Spotify. But if you're looking for like the bulk of their music, head to their Bandcamp because then you can support them and buy it from there as well, which is always really awesome and one of the things I love about Bandcamp. I'm going to take it all the way back. Well, not all the way back, because we will talk about your oldest song at the very end of the show here. But let's talk about Home Recordings Volume 1, 2020 album here. First off, Cicadas. I love that song. Why don't you tell me a little bit about it?
That's mostly a me song. We wrote it together for this composition. But
this band was all about learning how to work for me, like work as a band for me. And this song was a challenge. When Alex brought that riff to me, I had to study harder than I ever studied in college, in university. Yeah, I really had to work on that. And I probably still don't play it as good as the recording, but
yeah.
thank you. Yeah, it's just a kick-ass song. I love it to bits.
So the riff that Tom's talking about has this like syncopated thing to it. It's like, and there's so many like palm mutes that like at a certain point Tom would just lose count, and then so it was a struggle, but we got there eventually. But the lyric is actually about my struggle with chronic fatigue syndrome. And, it was also just inspired by like us, Tom and I, walking down the road one day, and it was like sort of towards the end of summer, and there was a cicada dying on the sidewalk. And I just really related to this bug that like lived like very briefly and intensely, and spent most of its life underground, and then got this like wonderful moment in the sunlight and then just fucking died. And because I feel like I've been sick for 10 years. It was actually a struggle for me to come here today. Like, the live shows are always difficult. I need several days to like rest up and then recover after we do a show. And like, I have issues with like severe brain fog and stuff that gets exacerbated when I spend energy. So like when we do a show, oftentimes I'll mess up in like really dumb ways. Like I just will forget immediately the chords in the middle of playing a song, and it also limits the amount of practice. I can do all kinds of stuff, but it's just been like, yeah, like I spend most of my time in bed, so I wanted to like write a song that like would be relatable for like people who experience that, because it's not that uncommon. Something like 1% of the population specifically has chronic fatigue syndrome, and a lot more people that I know are chronically ill in different ways. So the song is really about that.
Another thing about it, I think, is, again, the hope. You know, we built this band around your illness. You know, it was a response to getting better, finding the support system, and I feel like it was a good outlet and a good way for that mutual benefit.
Yeah, and the band works because Tom, like, will come to my house and pick up my guitar amp and give me a ride and, like, drives me to practices. And, like, there were times, like, early in the band where we were doing, like, dishes. He would come over and wash my dishes and help me make food and stuff so that we could, like, practice together without, like, taking away from my ability to, like, sustain myself. And it's really beautiful mutual aid that happens between the two of us. Yeah. And in general, Craig also is like huge for, you know, making things easier for me. If I wasn't in a band with like that kind of support, we wouldn't be a band. Like I wouldn't be able to do this with like other people if they weren't willing to step up like that. So
that's so cute. That's such a cute little story. Another song I want to talk about too from that Home Recordings Volume 1. This one really got me because I love the beginning bit, Blanket Fort, where it's kind of just, there's some just vocalizations for the first like 10-15 seconds of the song, and I love it. Why don't you tell me a bit about Blanket Fort?
That is like a really pivotal song for us in our like collaborative process. It was kind of early days when we wrote it, eh?
Yeah.
Again, super silly song. I don't think there's a really deep meaning or anything. It's just about, it's, I think it's quite sexy, actually. You know, there's a line in there about like, slip the teapot in the cozy. You know, that's kind of sexy to me, you know? And I think, yeah, we were growing as a band. And
we're learning new things about Tom's tea fetish right now. Earl Grey, baby.
Earl Grey, baby. Okay. And yeah, again, it's about that whole resilience piece, right?
Oolong.
Anything else about the lyric? You kind of wrote it, and then I kind of rewrote it to fit.
Well, I'm just thinking about, like, when I used to live at the Crooked Nook, this house in Hamilton that I was shared with a bunch of anarchists. Tom lived there, too, actually. That's how we kind of started playing.
That's how we together met, yeah.
And one of the housemates had a sign on the door that if you flipped it one way, it said boop boop on it, indicating that they were in like a pretty good mood. If you like rotated it over, it said doom doom, indicating that they probably needed to be left alone or needed some kind of support and help. And we've managed to work that into the lyric at some point. And yeah, it's just about supporting a friend. It's just like if you're having a rough day or whatever, supporting yourself, like, sometimes you just need to, like, build a cool little blanket fort and spend a day watching movies or hanging out.
Cocooning.
Self-care is important.
Yeah, I definitely, I got that feeling listening to the song, because when I was listening to it, I thought about all the times that, like, I made a blanket fort and I just, like, with my friends and exactly just watching the movies and, you know, just eating snacks and getting drunk in a blanket fort.
yeah, I just... What happens in the blanket fort stays in the blanket fort, you know?
Amazing. We're going to spin those couple songs there, Blanket Fort and Cicada. Those ones you can only find on Bandcamp. So if you want to listen to those ones again, you have to go to Bandcamp to listen to them there. Unfortunately, though, we do have to wind down the show a little bit. But I do have one more song to talk about before we go.
Oh,
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We were chatting with Tom and Alex from Water Bear, just a kick-ass DIY rock band from Hamilton, Ontario. We just listened to a couple songs from Home Recordings Volume 1. If you want to listen to them some more, you'll have to go onto their Bandcamp to check that out. But before we go, I do want to talk about one more song. It's your oldest one on Spotify, but I think if you go on Bandcamp, you can find some slightly older ones. This one is called Keep Coming Back. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
This was a dream recording process for us.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know Mike Triblicock from the Killjoys fame, classic Hamilton pop punk band.
You would know maybe Today I Hate Everyone.
Dana would be their biggest hit. So Mike is such a lovely human with great skills and great ears, and he fell in love with this song and took us under his wing and really taught us how to record in a professional way. And he was so generous with his time and everything. So it really was a dream come true.
Well, it's huge for us because Tom and I, like, we used to spin the Killjoys, particularly the Starry album, when we were, like, washing dishes and stuff. Like, that happened multiple times, and we knew, like, all the words. Like, that was, we would throw it on, just sing the whole album. It's such a fun album. And, like, yeah, we both kind of grew up listening to his band. So, like, to be able to, like, be in a room with Mike Triplicock, having him, like, not just, like, record us and hang out and stuff, but like he played bass on the song and he sang some backing vocals, and he specifically sang backing vocals on in the bridge. There's this three-part harmony part that is so funny because I had come up with this three-part harmony part, and then we were in the studio with Mike and he was sort of like, you know, I think it needs a part kind of like this, and he sang like exactly the thing that I had been like, yeah, that's how I arranged the part. I kind of think I let him think it was his idea, but it worked out really well. That, yeah, I was so pleased to have his voice blending with our voices on that recording. Like, that's a huge moment for, I think, both of us.
And it speaks to the song speaks to my influence. I am an emo nerd. I love 90s, 80s emo, where a 8-minute song could be 3 lines long of lyric, but just vibes for the rest of it, you know? And that's kind of the simplistic nature of the lyric. I really wanted to write something like that. And I took the most inspiration from my hometown. Another influence is The Weaker Than. John K. Sampson writes about Winnipeg. That's what he does. And so why not follow in the footsteps of another great musician?
And lyrically, the song is really, too, about, like, I think we had been having a conversation about how I kept leaving Hamilton to go do different things, and then, but I always end up coming back here. Yeah. It's my home.
Yeah. I often tell people Hamilton is the best place to leave or to come back to. No, it's that one. It's the best place to come back to. So get out of here as fast as you can, but it will always pull you back.
I feel like we live in the worst part of Canada, but it's also got some of the best people. Like, yeah. The people are very real here, very honest and very down to earth, and I really appreciate and enjoy that. So you keep coming back.
Yeah, you know, it was actually kind of funny because I did grow up in Ontario a majority of my childhood. I lived in Baltimore, kind of Cobourg area. And for some reason, I have so many memories of visiting Hamilton. And like, we went there all the time. And so I thought, and again, like, I was probably less than 13 living there and stuff like that, I thought Hamilton was, like, right beside us because we were going there, like, every other weekend. So I literally just Google mapped it before the show. I was like, how far away is Hamilton from Baltimore? And it's, like, 2 hours. My parents drove 2 hours all the time just to come visit Hamilton.
Canada's really big.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's damn Ontario. That's the biggest one. It takes 3 days to drive through.
It is. Yeah. My friend Julia, who is, she's a professor at the University of Winnipeg now and a psychologist in the area and an NDP candidate, apparently. That was news to me. She actually describes this part of the world as kind of like a vortex, and I can kind of think of it, the Great Lakes. water is such, you know, it flows down a drain. You watch it flow down a drain every day. And that is why people are somewhat stuck here.
Down the drain, that sounds like a metaphor for
me. Yeah, we're getting new songs by the minute here. So.
Awesome. Well, speaking of new songs, because we do have to wrap up the show, I know you mentioned you're going to have some new songs, one coming out probably in the fall-ish, but is there anything else we should be keeping an eye out on you from?
We have a song called Bee, which is about, basically, it's an alien abduction song for some reason. but I also just think it's just a kick-ass song. Just a riff that was rattling around my brain. And then the idea, I watch a lot of sci-fi, and there's always a sense around aliens, like it's like the second coming or something. So we should be like subservient, and like we should be at peace of just like handing over the planet to our invaders.
I think we'll be having another song coming down the pipes called Bedbugs, which is another anti-gentrification anthem as well.
Yeah.
Just us screaming bedbugs for the whole chorus.
Yeah. And then another one is called Brad the Sad Tadpole. Yeah, again, we just love having fun. Though. We gotta you know, break the mold somehow.
Can I make a little plug before we say goodbye? I just wanted to plug the Canada boat to Gaza. They're sending a boat full of supplies to help Palestinian people. And if you want to help out, you can go to CanadaBoatGaza.org/donate. Just really want to put that out there.
Well, that is the end of the show. I really appreciate you guys coming on. I had a ton of fun chatting with you guys, and I cannot wait for these new songs, especially Brad the Sad Tadpole. Just the title itself, I am very excited to listen to that song. This is Keep Coming Back from Water Bear. Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show, and we'll try to set something up.